Hello, handsome. I've been thinking of you. Thinking about all the fantastically filthy, decadently dirty, and playfully pleasurable things we do to each other. Those moments between the kisses, cuddles, and caresses, where we submit to our primal, bestial urges. Where we transform into two base creatures, licking, sucking, nibbling, biting, spanking, and scratching, throwing our bodies viscerally and violently together in irrational, inhibited lust. Like the time I waited in the kitchen for you, leaning over a mixing bowl wearing nothing but an apron, teasing you with my oh-so-delectable derriere, suggestively and invitingly positioned, just begging for you to take me there. And you did. I still remember those involuntary moans of pleasure I gave you as you pushed me firmly down the countertop and thrust yourself into me, roughly, possessively, an unbridled desire, using me the way I love to be used, by you and only you, your personal toy, your harlot, a hedonistic, horny homemaker, dutiful to all my man's needs. And I know you enjoyed those cookies I made. Oh, how I enjoyed that time I tied you to our bed, blindfolded, as I took my pleasure from you, first by straddling your face, demanding you fuck me with that talented mouth of yours, giving me wave after wave of mind-blowing orgasms that your lips and tongue are so adept at giving me. Before lowering myself into your hard, throbbing cock and riding you, bucking and rolling fervently, faster and faster, harder and deeper until we're both fully spent, sated, and satisfied. Or those times I want nothing more than your hard, throbbing cock in my lavacious mouth, when I kneel before you, frantically tearing your trousers and your tip-um to my lips, before working my mouth down the full length of your shaft. The sudden teasing and tensing of your body, as you shudder and gasp in pleasure when I look at you hungrily, whilst licking the length of your shaft from tip to the end and back again. Oh, I love to tease you and toy with your balls, with both my hand and my mouth. And I love the way you moan, writhe, and squirm with pleasure as I fuck you with my mouth, greedily, desperately gobbling every inch of it, relishing in every hot, sticky cum I milk from you. The times where I demand your face buried between my thighs, with your tongue buried aching needingly in my wet cunt, probing deeply. Wonderful writhes and wriggles my body you're given as you greedily gorge every drop of my wetness, sucking and circling my clit, always knowing just how to bring me wave after wave of intense pleasure. Your grunts and groans, moans and growls and screams that make hair rise in the back of my neck and echo my own proclamations of pleasure. And those oh so delicious times you have to treat me roughly, making sure my hair is pulled I are spanked, and every one of my holes is filled and pounded in salacious savagery. The way you call me your good girl, your bad girl, your pet, your toy, yours, even though you know I own you in exactly the same way. All those little surprises we keep to bring things interesting. Be it your reaction to my body in sheer lingerie, costumes, role play, experimenting with our senses of taste and touch, sight, smell, and sound. Elements of pleasure, pain, of restriction and freedom, dominance and submission. All the possibilities are bound only by our filthy and hedonistic imaginations. So, darling, it shouldn't really surprise you that I've been thinking about you, thinking the naughtiest, filthiest, and dirtiest thoughts about you. And I can't wait to discover what next pleasures we'll explore when I see you. I can't.